Surratt.
I am the morning DJ at WGN.
It's 7:40. Have you checked out nutrition labels lately? You know, they made some big changes. The FDA updated those labels on food packages, and you may not be aware of this, but the new nutrition facts label has to list the total fat, saturated fat, trans fat, cholesterol, sodium, total carbohydrate, dietary fiber, total sugars, added sugars, protein, and certain vitamins and minerals. The actual amount and the percentages of daily values of vitamin D, calcium, iron, and potassium have to be listed. Other vitamins and minerals may be listed voluntarily. Now, the labels no longer reflect portion sizes based on what we should eat or drink, but instead on what they actually consume. For instance, the serving size for soda went from 8 ounces to 12 ounces, and a serving of yogurt went from 8 ounces to 6 ounces. It was always very funny to me. You'd pick up a box of Raisinets or something, and it would say serving size, you know, 8 servings. Yeah, right. Like you're not going to eat the whole box. Or potato chips, right. A package, you know, 4 servings. Uh-huh. Yeah, sure. Additional changes on these labels. Serving sizes and calories are now printed in a larger, bolder font. On many products, there are dual columns with the nutrition information for a single serving in one column and for the entire package in the other column. See, now there's truth in advertising. They've updated daily values. The nutrient information for vitamin D, potassium, and added sugars is in there. No more calories from fat listed. The FDA says the point is to promote awareness, increase usage of nutritional information and guidelines, and help consumers make healthier choices by choosing items that are high in fiber, vitamins, and minerals, and lower in saturated fat, trans fat, sodium, and added sugars. And comparing serving sizes on items, you can make sure you're looking at nutrition facts for similar portions. Checking the calories on nutrition labels and adjusting your intake based on your health care provider's advice is what they want you to do and want me to do, and have a better understanding of the percentages of daily values. Apparently, science played a big role in this new label. According to the National Academy of Sciences, let's see here. Reference intakes for sodium and potassium. It was a report on that. And they say getting more potassium may lower your blood pressure now. Vitamin D helps your body absorb calcium and is critical for bone health. Vitamin D and potassium are now required because they are nutrients Americans don't always get enough of. Inadequate amounts of vitamin D and potassium are associated with an increased risk of chronic disease. The FDA also dropped nutrients from the new label. It now no longer requires vitamins A and C to be listed because we are rarely deficient in those. And the added sugars entry is on the new label because, based on studies, food choices based on added sugars could prevent over 350,000 cases of heart disease and close to 600,000 cases of diabetes over 20 years. Wow. Added sugars. And one more thing about these new labels that you're going to see. They're on the foods already. Why are fat calories missing from the new label? Science shows that the type of fat is more important than the amount of fat. Switching to good fats may help lower your blood pressure and prevent heart disease. Go for foods high in monounsaturated fats, such as olive oil, avocados, almonds, and pecans. Get polyunsaturated fats from walnuts, pumpkin seeds, and fatty fish, such as tuna and salmon. Your heart will thank you. I'm reading this, and there's a bag of Stan's donuts in the studio.
Wait, what? Did you see donuts?
I walked by Stan's yesterday on Michigan Avenue, and I couldn't help it. I had to go in there and just check out a few things. I like Stan's. They started out in California. I used to go to the one in Westwood, the original one out there, and then they expanded, and somebody in Chicago here bought the franchises here. So, unfortunately for people like me.